Haggerty and 7?
Yes.
There used to be an old house that's up on that hill up there like that, where Schoolcraft College is.
Okay, yeah.
They just built two mammoth office buildings in there.
Right.
And all this college and this big insurance building on the corner there. If he could see that, he'd probably drop over just like he did, I guess. Such a change, you can't believe it.
I'd be more surprised in the morning he woke up with a buggy on top of his barn.
Maybe not for Halloween.
You didn't play tricks, did you?
Oh, not much. Tripped over a few outhouses, too.
Oh!
I guess. But we never could tip over those at grade school. But somebody managed to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They got tipped over more than once. I remember that school was just, in the wintertime, the teacher, she was supposed to get there early and start but the fire went out at night. Oh, they had that big furnace in the middle. And the fire would go out at night, and in the morning, she'd open up the school, she'd start that furnace up, and we'd march around the stomp with our feet, round and round like that until the thing started to get warm in there, probably. School didn't start till 9 o'clock. It'd probably be 10 o'clock sometimes before we'd sit down at our desk.
Oh.
And that old building got cold. Especially it'd be, zero at night.
That was a brick school.
That was a brick school, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it got pretty cold in there because there was no insulation. They had no insulation. It was just, I think just maybe three rows of brick there, the wall was like that,
Sure.
That's all there was to it.
And the doors.
Doors and windows didn't fit too great either. So, and there were no storm doors, no storm windows, just plain windows.
Did you know he was here?
And I remember if you sat to the outside of it, there were those windows in the wintertime, it was cold there.
Yeah. How was it lighted before the electricity came?
We had these lamps on hangers, the old fashioned hangers, with a kerosene lamp that hung on a wall like that, and the lamps in there like that. But the only time they had that is they had a doing it in the evening or something like that. We used to have what called box socials.
Yeah. Well, tell me about that.
Well, the girls would pack a lunch, and the guys would bid on them. And everybody knew who was the best lunch maker and everything, too. That one went the highest. Mm-hmm. And there were some that didn't. They didn't think too much of it, and they didn't get too much of that at lunch either.
Yeah. Did they have Christmas programs?
Oh yeah, we had Christmas programs. And they had Santa Claus, he'd come in there.
Uh-huh.
One of the old the trustees, or I don't know, I guess they would call them trustees then. They had three men that was member of the school board.
Uh-huh.
I guess there was trustees. There was three farmers were on there. And there was a fellow by the name of Charlie Wagonshoots. And Ed Schroeder, I think it was, and Claude Simmons. They were the school board members. Mm-hmm.
Is this the Charlie Wagonshoots who was treasurer on the
phone? No, that was his son. Oh. It was his father.
Yeah, it
would be. That was his father. Yeah, they lived on the 15 mile over there. He had a big farm there, too. In fact, it was all farmers.
Sure.
It was all farmers. There was nothing around there but farms. Yeah. And the lady lived there, I don't know if she's still alive or not, her name was Carrie Riddle. She was a school teacher. Yeah, but I don't think she ever taught there. The first teacher we had there, teacher was Miss Diamond, and boy, she was just about as tough as a diamond too. And we had a family of red-headed boys there. Their name was Bannerman, and they were rough kids. And I tell you what, she straightened them out the first. I remember the first day I went to school there, she hit that one and knocked him right out of the seat.
What would happen today?
Oh, he threw an eraser. You know, they had them old, had them big blackboards. The whole front of the school was all blackboards. That big slate blackboards. He threw this eraser one hit right alongside of her against that blackboard. She knew what it was, boy. She'd come down there. Boy, I'm telling you, he didn't throw no more erasers for a while. Yeah, it was rough kids, though. They're always in fights all the time. Of course, I was a good little boy. I didn't get into all that stuff. But they were, of course, I was all alone. There was four or five of them. Mm-hmm. They lived down there just below St. Mary's Hospital on Levan Road.
Well, all nine of you went to that school, didn't you?
Hmm?
All nine of you went to that school.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, they went there. I don't know if they ever finished that school or not, but I guess they did at that.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 8 years there.
We
used to walk. It was a mile and a quarter to walk in the morning. And we didn't get taken with a car very often either.
Mm.
Most of the time we had to walk.
Sure.
Lots of time that snow would, well, that road would drift in because that golf course was there. And the wind would come across that golf course and just blow that snow into the road. Mm. And sometimes it would be 2 foot deep, sometimes 2.5, 3 foot deep in drifts there. So we'd walk, and lots of times it was so hard you could walk around the top.
Mm.
And occasionally we'd fall through too. Because they didn't clean no roads out then to speak of this. Except, you know, they had to get through with something, they'd shovel it out.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any snow equipment. As far as snow blowers, that was unheard of.
Right.
Nothing like that around.
My mother said when she lived in our house that a lot of times if a horse and buggy went by, all you could see was the top of the horse's ears. Snow was so deep.
Wow.
It drifted up real deep. Now, if we get 6 inches of snow, we think we've got it. It's terrible.
With the school, did you take part in the Christmas programs?
I'd get up. They had a lot of kids would say, they'd have little bursts to say and stuff like that, you know, for about Christmas and stuff like that. And occasionally they'd have kind of a little play, but it really didn't amount to a whole lot. But we had a big curtain they'd draw across in front of the school. There was a platform raised about this high where the teacher sat. She had her desk up there, and then it was probably about 7-8 feet wide, where it was along the platform there. And then she used to bring the kids up in front there, and that's where she taught you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd bring you up to the front row of seat, and you'd sit there, and she'd talk to you there, and you'd show her what you'd done, or read or write or whatever it was. But this platform, we had a big curtain across there, and then they'd set up their play behind it, and then they'd pull the curtains back,
mm-hmm.
and kids would be out there. And well, that's a pretty decent thing sometimes. But,
sure.
But, you know, there wasn't room enough for a whole lot up there, because there wasn't too great lot of room.
I've got some similar memories of that.
Yeah. What school did you go to?
Up in Gladwin County.
Oh, up there, yeah. Over there. Well, it probably wasn't much different up there than it is here.
No.
You have recess and noon. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of games did you like to play at recess?
Always played baseball a lot of times. And in the wintertime, this thing was up on a kind of little hill like that. We could bring our sleds there. And we could slide down the runner flop on the sled, go down there a ways, and come back up. Got an hour for noon and 15 minutes recess twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Carry
those
sleds to that deep snow?
Oh, sure. Didn't think nothing of that. That was For those, I remember some kids even had some homemade sleds. They couldn't these people weren't too rich, a lot of them around there. They had homemade sleds that they had solid runners, just wood, and with boards across top of it like that, and they was turned up front like that. And that's the kind of sleds they had. They had holes cut in the sides, you could get your hands in and get a hold of things. And I'd flop on the thing, and you'd maybe go 25 feet, maybe 50 feet. But that was fun anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the summertime, they played ball a lot. No football. I don't even remember football. That was unheard of. Baseball was the only thing that I really remember anything about.
What part of the farm, home life, did you like the best when you were young, growing up?
I don't know, really. I don't know, just...
Did you have other children?
It was just kind of nice to... You know, I always had... You know, we didn't have to work too hard all the time. And we had a lot of time to play. We all had swings out in front. They had big trees around there, a lot of swings there. I can remember they was practicing jumping at school. So I was going to practice at home, jumping over, go see how high you could jump. So I went and I got a rope and I tied it between two trees. And at first I had it like this, and then I moved up a little higher, and I didn't quite get over the rope. My heel caught, and it took my leg clear up behind me, behind my back here like this. And I thought the leg was tore off. I laid there on the ground, hollering and yelling. They took me up to Northville, and I'm that old doctor up there. I think it's Doc Turner. He lived just below the, where Center Street goes downhill, that he had an office down there. My mother and dad brought me up there. And he taped that leg from here to here with big, wide adhesive tape. He told my dad, he said, now he can walk on it. I thought it was going to break off when I stepped on the thing. My dad insisted that I walk on that leg. I've never had anything hurt me so bad. I can't remember when anything hurt me like that did. It apparently pulled all the ligaments loose in the leg.
I bet so.
And it was worse than when he took the tape off. I thought he was taking the leg off then. Got a big old wise up on like
sure.
This here, round and round like that, and you just, it's off the tongue. You have to take it off fast, otherwise it hurts. It hurt when he took it off fast, too.
Well, other than that, you probably were pretty healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have to go to the doctor too often.
No, I don't remember. I don't think I ever was sick. Not that I can remember.
Now you don't, nothing bothers you.
No.
That's great.
I worked for 22 years, just one job at Taylor down there at the concrete pipe company. I think I lost 11 days in 22 years.
All you ever would do is have the flu.
Yeah. I had a flu one time for 3 days. I remember that. I was sick tonight. But I was 11 days in 22 years.
That wasn't
a bad.
Right.
You used to always at Christmas time, I always get something for the least amount of days missed. And here lots of times I wouldn't miss a day all year. And that was 6 days a week. A lot of times, 12, 14 hours a day.
Seven.
Not very often, seven.
No.
Is there anything else about your young life that we haven't covered that you can think of?
I remember one thing, we never missed a Sunday going to church.
What church did you go to?
The one in Livonia, St. Paul's Lutheran.
Okay.
And my grandfather him and a bunch of old Germans were founders of that thing. They started on on the 5 mile in front of the road. First they started meeting in houses, different homes. And they finally got enough money together to build a little church there. And I remember every Sunday we went, and the bad part was, first when we first went there, it was mostly German people. So one Sunday they have English, next Sunday they have German. And we'd have to go sit through that German service. Boy, that was a killer. Boy, it was just, you squirm around and you get tired of sitting. Couldn't understand, because I didn't understand. My grandmother used to talk a little German too, but very little. And, but the minister talked to, well, I guess there's a difference in high and low. She always talked the low German, which we could understand as different words, like. But he preached in high German, which is kind of up here like this here, you know. We couldn't understand none of it, so it was just an hour that was wasted for the day. And the bad part was, this minister taught, or he preached at two different churches he had. He was a Wayne. They couldn't afford a full-time minister. So he preached to our church in the afternoon at 2:30. So that took up our whole Sunday afternoon.
How about the one that used to carry a gun?
Yeah, my dad said the one that carried one.
He had to travel between...
Well, he traveled a lot, though. But this Sunday afternoon, boy, from church would be at 2:30. Boy, that spoiled the day right there. Try to think of any excuse to stay home on that day, but no, you had to go. That's all there was to it. You had to go. And I'm still going the same one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, never quit.
I thank you very much for your
well.